This is Thursday, May 9th, 2019. And I am here at Bear's Teepee, Bear's Home, Bear's Lodge. Also mistakenly called Devil's Tower, but I also call the Pleiades Tower. And Romanus Bear Stops of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe says of this place, "The tower is vital to the health of our nation and to our self-determination as a tribe. Those who use the butte to pray become stronger. They gain sacred knowledge from the spirits that helps us preserve our Lakota culture and way of life. They become leaders. Without their knowledge and leadership, we cannot continue to determine our own destiny." So I am here to pray. Assisted today by Mama Cacao. And I'm sitting here on the, looks like somewhat eastern side of the butte. The boulders here look like part of the original that has tumbled down onto the mountainside. Part of the original that to me feels like it went much, much higher. I've read in books and online, and I've heard from various sources, including a knowledgeable man in the visitor center, that there are various original people's stories about how this butte formed. Of course, there's the geological picture, which takes the magic out of it unless you add the magical element to what was the impetus behind all of this molten movement, the consciousness behind it. To various native tribes, the Kiowa, the Lakota, the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, and others, this was a sacred place and remains a sacred place. And there was both prayer here and wintering, and Native American tribes still come here to do prayer ceremonies at various times, and particularly June, particularly around the summer solstice, you will see and hear sun dances and other prayers and see prayer ties in the trees. The stories about this butte are numerous, depending on the people. And one goes that 7 girls in the tribe were playing, and they became chased by bears, or a bear, and they ran to safety on a rock and prayed to the rock to save them. And the rock lifted up, and the bear claws are the striations and the sides as the bear tried to climb up and claw its way up. And those sisters were raised up to become the Pleiades, the 7 sisters. So I like to call this Pleiades Tower. Another story is that boys were rescued by the rock's rise. Another story by the visitor center personnel is that this is considered a phallus that is rising from the surface, and indeed it says that it's continuing to rise geologically on the signage. That's very interesting because nearby are the Missouri buttes, apparently made of the same kind of stone, and there are four mounds that look quite like breasts as you approach from various angles from far away. So again, this to my intuition represents the mother and the father divine, guardians of the land. To me, this place also looks like a giant redwood that perhaps has been chopped, representing all of the redwoods that were going to be destroyed, the redwoods that connect between earth and sky. This severed top feels like a severing of true connectivity to the sky, that something happened here long ago, and that connection was attempted to be severed. Yet nonetheless, people come here to connect again with the star people, the star realms, just as you can do so with the redwoods and the other giant trees, which connect Earth and cosmos. What happened here feels like a great destruction, akin to the tumbling of the columns of the ancient temples, and whose pieces of which you see scattered around the nearby landscape in Europe and elsewhere. Catastrophes of huge proportions as invaders arrive with other agendas, other desires to conquer the sacred land. And as you're listening to this, I invite you to see the photograph and put the sieve between you and it to release any AI energies that you might be receiving through getting it through the online format or the internet, and allow yourself to receive, say hello, greet, and ask and open to receive the medicine of this place for yourself. Let it become one with you into your DNA. For these are the massive communication beings of Mother Earth herself. These were the guardians and the guides of these original peoples here. We must learn how to read the landscapes once again. This is something that is being done in Western form now in the matriarchal studies movement. There have been books and papers at those conferences about the landscape as sacred, the features and forms of the landscape as being divine, carrying divine protector and guidance energies. Often the mountains are the feminine, the breasted ones. A butte like this does feel like it has phallic energy. So there's masculine energy and feminine energy. We must learn how to read the landscape again, as though it is Braille, reading with the fingers of our soul, and our intuition when we see landscapes, understanding what it's saying to you. For your childlike wonder is there in the first impression, and it's important to go with that. This is how we restore the ancient knowledge. And that is a very fairy-like approach to all of this. It was shocking to me that the women at the visitor center who were staff knew nothing about the ancient stories, very little, I had to ask a third person before he could even lead me to the correct books in their bookstore that have some of this knowledge, which I will read later. But right now I'm just offering my impressions here and allowing this great emanation of Mother Earth to speak to me. Below the butte in the vast expanse once were the bison, which were killed nearly to extinction by the Westerners, the colonizers. There were the bighorn sheep as well, similarly hunted away, now replaced by cattle, which instead of being worked with honorably and killed in a sacred way, are factory farmed and killed for people's unconscious meat consumption. So the Westerners have taken the original template and twisted it. This is what's known as the reptilian agenda on the planet. It's one of the manifestations. Wherever you see an original form and then the twisted form, you know that these energies have gotten in. Even within this butte, there are many individual intelligences, just as there are in a redwood where you see burls and forms and emanations. There's also a great deal of dragon energy in this area, which you can see by the trees. And there's a photo of a tree that I took right at the entrance that is very dragon guardian energy. Again, it's important for us to learn how to read these signs, to identify the dragon energy and to work with it. So I invite you to join with me to work with the dragon energy to help this place be protected once more and to be honored in the sacred way by all people, so that we may reactivate and receive its messages. It is only a dormant rock to those who are unaware of how to go deeper, but I invite you now to go deeper with me into the medicine of this great, massive being, to receive the medicine for yourself. There may be other messages that you are receiving as you are listening. We're going to go into silence for some moments here. Even the indigenous peoples themselves were being invaded and affected by these predatory energies and entities to planet Earth. And when they could not be completely broken from within, they were broken from without by the advent of these energies in the form of other people. So even the original people's lore is now broken, covered, and obscured. And that was happening even before the advent of the colonizers and the reptilian energies that came in through that. there was already warfare and trouble, degeneration, which is why the white buffalo calf woman came from the Pleiades to restore some of the teachings. And of course, the men initially approached her in a sexual way, which is what had happened. They had lost full respect for the feminine, and she had to pause them, set a boundary, remind them of their own sacredness and the sacredness of all women, and to stop that kind of profligate sexual energy, and to receive the teachings that would restore the people again. This is simply what I'm receiving intuitionally, with respect to any who may be listening, who may be of these traditions, and apologies for any distortions that could possibly be carried through what I'm saying, but I just offer this in love and with awe and with a sense of desire to have communication and dialogue. I do not pretend to be an expert on any of these topics, but I just offer what I can as a humble woman who carries some of the marauding DNA through the lines of my people in friendship offering for healing. The Pleiades also spoke to me when the Standing Rock debacle was taking place, and the message was given to me that their protest and uprising was a great remembrance from the Pleiades, some of their founding beings, to rectify things going awry from the reptilians who would take over veins of Mother Earth in predatory and diminishing ways. So there is a Pleiadian story here. A Pleiadian story. An instructive story about how even the Pleiades themselves were preyed upon. And as we know, in the star lore, they were preyed upon by the Orions, who are the reptilians. So this butte represents the reptilian predation story on the seven mothers of our world, who were preyed upon even as they tried to assist humanity. And yet, even in that assisting, by helping to seed and refine our DNA, they were forced to bring in reptilian energy in the form of Zeus and several of the other Olympian gods. They were strong-armed, raped into it, essentially, as they tried to bring in higher vibration because they were deeply threatened. And they would only be protected as a whole entire Pleiadian race if they would cooperate with the reptilians. So they had to make a grave, grave compromise. And what I receive is this is the place where the Pleiades left the planet after their work was done. They had to escape. They constantly were escaping the action of these reptilian energies on everything they were doing. It's not really the bear that chased them up. It was the reptilian. And it's his claws that are seen in the Butte. All these stories are true. All stories can be true simultaneously, just like the so-called myths of the Greeks. They are all true on some level. Many varying, even contradictory things can be true at the same time. So there's no one final story about this place, but there are multiple layers of what occurs here, what occurred here, what can occur here. And what's important is to choose the road you wish to go forward onto from here. I have fallen in love with this Wyoming landscape. It has many, many beautiful and powerful features to it. Guardians and guides, rock beings that are populating the landscape, striated rock energies, and geology has done us a great disservice by removing the mystical from these elements when there is a great consciousness and creativity that went into their birthing. These forms do not just emerge, they are birthed. They are self-birthed. This is the great mystery of Mother Earth. She's a self-birthing mechanism, and the Greeks knew that. She is a self-birthing being. And she can even generate biological life from mineral life. That is how astounding she is. I feel so deeply privileged to be coming to these sacred places in a journey that seems somewhat happenstance according to people who are available, but it's being guided on a deeper level than I realized. Yet guided in a creative and fairy way, not a rigid way. There's dancing and lightness in it, in this journey. There's wonder and mystery. I honor all those who have sat, stood, danced, and prayed before me, asking for guidance for all of our people, connecting perhaps with their Pleiadian ancestors. Asking for guidance for the entire planet itself, even as they were being overrun by these reptilian-seated fellow and sister humans, and the great massacres and desecrations of people, land, and animals was taking place. This was such a great grieving. A grieving that we are still grieving. That all of us are grieving. Deep in our hearts, deep in our souls, we grieve. We grieve for the peoples, the animals, the plants, the rocks, and Mother Earth herself, who has experienced such a great assault. And this assault has been of cosmic proportions, which is why there are star stories connected with these places. These are not naive stories. These are telling us of great realities and great histories. They are remnants showing us the way back to wholeness. If we would but see and listen and feel with our hearts and act accordingly. Mount Rushmore was an attempt to carve Pleiadian energy into rocks. When, if you look at the faces of rocks, they have natural faces of natural beings that are there. I'm looking here at this great butte of Bear Teepee or Pleiadian home, and I can see the faces in the rock. I did not need an artist to come and claim ownership over them. The artist is Mother Earth herself. The artists are the beings that self-generated from within these rocks. Mount Rushmore. Yes, there is more rushing that has happened. And we need to do less rushing and slow down. We need to rush far less. Sit and listen to the lands and the rocks. Receive the guidance. Let's receive again the guidance from this great butte of Mother Earth, Father Rock, Mother Pleiades. As I sit here, I am being shown the face of a native chief, could also be a female chief in these rocks. I've taken a photo, and you'll be able to see it yourself. I see it with a headdress and the garments, the shawls, right in front of me, just like I saw the African warrior in the redwood tree in Jedediah Smith Reserve in California. We need to be able to open our perceptions to be able to see these things and train ourselves to have open perception at all times, which is truly our natural state. It is what all the computerization, the technology, the television, the screening, the AI is attempting to cut us off from. So we must return again and again to this and continue to open and raise our vibrations beyond those frequencies so that we can continue to see and see ever more and hear ever more and feel ever more. You see, when you are patient and open, the rocks show you the beings within them. The trees show you the beings within them. This is the realm of the fairies as well. I feel so blessed to be shown this great Native American being in this butte. I was guided to sit just right here. this is available now to be shared with other people, just as the African warrior in the redwood tree was. And it was significant that the photo that was taken of me in front of the butte was taken by a couple who were next going to go to Mount Rushmore. So all of this is a great orchestration for me to have been able to understand about the images in rocks that are carved by Mother Nature versus what Mount Rushmore represents, which is a reptilian takeover over the land. And this is what we wish to reverse. We wish to take them back. We don't want the Pleiades to have to be running away in fear, that feminine energy of love and unity. We want to bring them back. And so there could be a great ceremony here for people to circle around the butte, everyone holding hands throughout this path here, which is, I don't know, a mile or two around, although it didn't seem that long. And calling back the Sisters of the Pleiades to assist us. That would be a grand ritual. And we could offer a prayer for the release of the reptilians from this domain, that they may be released, because they are trapped right now, that they may be released and that we may close the portals to AI and antimatter. And restore Eden on Earth once more in its new evolutionary form, the new Earth. This place is a portal by which you can pull through new Earth into our Earth. While your body is a place where you can pull new Earth into yourself. And of course, when you do that, you affect the hologram. When you do a large ritual to pull in the new Earth through a portal, you create an even bigger ripple. So, done with consciousness, this type of ritual could be organized. You want to bring in protection. But again, it is like the positive aspect of what happens in the Avatar film, although they were confusing it with virtual reality AI programs, but the people around the tree that gets severed hold hands, and we could do that around this butte at the time of the summer solstice. So for anyone who wishes to organize such a thing with integrity, there's a seed planted. I'm being reminded now that I was shown in medicine ceremony at a coming away from a great grandmother redwood tree in Northern California that I am a Pleiadian ambassador. So now different places and points in my life are coming together here. And I'm being invited to connect with the energy of the Pleiades as the seven sisters, the seven mothers. They are our mothers, they are our sisters. Mothers and sisters are the same thing. That's what they're showing me. There's a deep mystery there. Mothers and sisters are the same thing. They are our mothers, they are our sisters. We are all a part of them. We have their energies and their DNA. We can use it to our benefit if we wish. It's not the whole of us, it's not the totality of us, but it's a resource that's available to us to call on energetically to help with our evolution, our ascension, incension process, to help with the drawing in of the new earth. The reason why there are conflicting stories about whether this was a place of good spirits or bad spirits is because it was a place where bad spirits preyed upon positive energies. So it is both, and it holds both medicines, therefore. The name Devil's Tower is not entirely a misnomer in that there were those negative reptilian energies that came here. But to completely identify it with the Devil's Tower is to completely identify it with the reptilians, when it really originally is something else, and at core is something else. So there's some reformation and restitution that's wanting to happen here. The Orions were raping the Pleiades, as we hear from the Greeks, the Seven Sisters, affecting the future of humanity with those seeds. And there's something about the emergence of this butte as a phallic element that both rapes and saves. There's a mystery in that. It's a phallic element that was both attempting to rape the Pleiades, and it also helped them escape. So there's that duality caught within the masculine. We are trying to release the rape energy so that the phallus can be restored to its rightful place as a fecundator and a protector of the feminine, a partner. This is the place of male chiefs trying to preserve and restore the positive aspect of the masculine, a masculine that had been taken over by these marauding energies to the great detriment of all humanity and this earth and beyond. I'm being shown that I am deeply connected with the Lakota in past lives and their Pleiadian stories, and there's a reason why. That is the reason why I connected with Russell Means and heard him speak about his culture as being a matriarchy. And even with that, the cultures became corrupted, and the women, he complained that they had become too intellectual, and I understand that. These forms can degenerate when people are not fully conscious in the heart. And when we start fighting for things on levels that end up lacking heart, it's very important to connect the heart energy into anything we do. Otherwise, it becomes combat. And many energies can come in to continue to divide people, even within peoples that are attempting to move toward a common goal. This is how these beings continue to operate. So the heart energy is very important. And any time we feel a division with a sister or a brother in our midst, in our family, in our groupings, in our collective, it's important to stay steady with love it need not be that we continue to move closer, but every time we can release the division and stay steady with love, if we can move forward toward them and keep coming to the commonality, we will achieve what we wish to. This is the lesson of unity consciousness. So I am thinking of one person right now who I am feeling has had a competitive energy with me, and I notice my desire to want to make this person wrong and run away, condemn them. But I'm realizing that the Pleiadian way is to understand that I'm simply discerning a soul lesson that this person is going through to reform and purify that behavior, but that I need not make an enemy of this person, that I can stand steady and continue to be in love coming forward. Because ultimately, this person and myself are working toward the same goal, which is the evolution and the spreading of love on the planet. So it's important for me to be loving with such a person and not turn such a person into an enemy, although that could easily be done. And then I will have missed a lesson in this lifetime and will need to come back and learn that lesson again in a new way in another lifetime. So the time is now. This is also the unity lesson of the Pleiades. So even as we see the colonizers and the cattle raisers as enemies, can we stand steady toward them with a feeling of love? What unifies us? What can bring us together? They now need and want the land as much as others do. How can we come together even as they are slaughtering cattle? How can we come together? And this goes to the reptilians themselves. As David and I have received in a very deep ceremony in Lithia Park, which I will probably offer separately and have been talking about in other audios, that we too, humanity and the reptilians, can be united. Our common purpose is the removal of the artificial intelligence virus, which eats them as well as us, for it eats all matter and all life. How can we come together in common purpose? This is a Pleiadian lesson. Each star grouping, each star system, each galaxy has its medicine. It also has its poison, just as any people on the earth has the same. We want to understand the nature of the poison and focus on the medicine. Understanding that both exist, honoring both, but moving toward the medicine. This is how we initiate to higher levels from the realm of duality. It's a very great lesson. It's a very arduous lesson. This is some of the medicine coming through today, through me, as a particular Pleiadian ambassador here at Bear Teepee, Bear Home, Bear Lodge, Bear Butte, Pleiadian Tower, Reptilian Devil's Tower, Severed Redwood, Erecting Phallus, Severed Phallus, here in Wyoming. What I am seeing is that the cutting off of the redwoods is also the cutting off of the phallic energy, the severing of the phallus, which is so obvious here at the Butte. So while it was raping, it was also stopped. It was cut off. So there are many, many paradoxical mysteries weaving themselves here as everywhere. Everything is true all at the same time. And it is our opportunity to extract the medicine from any of these stories and the combinations of stories. The stories are important. The stories are medicine. What I also bring to this mix today, this weave of my goddess self in this oracle transmission, is the Christed and Marian energy of the Sacred Heart. So that element can be a strong and powerful medicine in the unity consciousness and the compassion element of the Buddha. Love and compassion are closely allied, and yet they have complementary but distinct valences. And now with the Marian and Christed energy and the message from Marielle, David Spangler's fairy ally and guide, we have the unification and the weaving in of the fairy energy. The message that they are of she lineages or carry those she fairy energies. We see how all is united and how the fairies and she are working with us toward a common goal as well. It is about unity. Unity. Unity in diversity. Diversity in unity. That is the Pleiadian message. Working through with and among the varied types of people on the planet is a great way to come to unity in diversity and diversity in unity. It is important that this be done with love and not hatred. Even those who feel and have been victimized by these energies, if the energy of hostility is directed back at perpetrators, it simply perpetrates the perpetration. It simply keeps it going. As much as there has been carnage and decimation, any one of us can claim righteousness over those who have harmed us in this lifetime, in any others, in this dimension or from any other dimension. Yet if we stay in the defensiveness, in the hostility, in the anger, in the demand energy, we keep perpetuating the warfare that has been set into motion, and we become the generators of it ourselves. And now the energies who set it into motion simply feed off our energy. They no longer have to expend the energy to keep it in motion. We do it ourselves. So there is a great call out to, for all of us to be in loving kindness together. Divisions do not help. There was a petition here to rename this place that was rejected by officials of the U.S. government. Now, I read that this morning and have been very angry about that. I want to cast those responsible into the demonic reptilian mode. Now, it may be that they are carrying through some of those reptilian energies, but it doesn't help for me to stay in a defended position toward them. Rather, I make the prayer that their hearts be opened, that the hearts of those who will come into decision-making power will be opened, that the energy of unity of the Pleiades will flow through us all, that the awakenings and the awareness of responsibility and our commonalities come into all of our being and all of our relating, so that we may use these negative forces simply as teaching initiations to come back to love and to come back to unity, no matter what, no matter how heinous the crime. This is where the elements of forgiveness and compassion are auxiliary assisters, sisters. That is the message of the Pleiades. They are sisters. It's the female energy of brothers. So brotherhood and sorority, sisterhood. Let us be sisters with the Pleiades. This is the message. Let us be sisters with one another. Let us remember that we are all related. Let us remember that even if those of us within our closest family units seem to harbor opposing energies, they are kin, and we can hold the example by standing tall in patient love, and as the Buddha would say, not reacting, breathing, asking, praying for assistance, and always coming to the answer that is based in love. Gandhi's army of love in the face of the British soldiers who beat them one by one as they protested is an example of fierce love. Even being able and willing to withstand physical blows and yet not reacting with violence and shielding, just like the Christed Master did, and just like the Blessed Mother and the Magdalene did in the face of that travesty, they did not become oppositional warriors. They remained warriors for love, and that is where we are. Here today at Pleiadian Reptilian Tower, Bear Home, Teepee, Phallus Emerging and Castrated, redwoods cut off, butte.